Membercare Media from DWR and InterHealth Worldwide invites you to take a moment for your health. Imagine that you wake up with a high fever. How high? Well, let's say your fever is as high as 103 degrees Fahrenheit. That would be about 38.5 degrees Celsius. Obviously, you don't feel well. You have a severe headache, especially in the area behind your eyes. Your joints hurt. You have pain in your muscles and bones. You may have a rash. Vomiting is also a possibility, and nausea, plus a general feeling of fatigue. What's happening to you? You may feel like you're dying, but it's very likely you will survive. You may feel like your bones are breaking, and that's why they call it bone break fever. We've been describing dengue fever. It's found in more than 100 countries. Those countries would be mainly in areas of the world we classify as tropical, in such areas as South America and Central America, Southeast Asia, Indonesia, Northeastern Australia, Africa south of the Sahara, and some islands in the Caribbean, such as Puerto Rico, and some islands in the Western Pacific. Dengue fever is common. More than 100 million cases are reported every year. Some people, especially children and teenagers, may get a mild case of dengue fever. In this case, they will likely experience no sign or symptoms. If or when symptoms do show up, it usually happens 4 to 10 days after the person is bitten by an infected mosquito. Oh yeah. Like malaria, dengue fever comes by way of a mosquito bite. It's a different mosquito. This one is known as the Aedes mosquito. The Aedes mosquito likes daylight for activity. These mosquitoes, if they're in your neighborhood, are most likely to bite during the first few hours after dawn in the early morning, and also in the late afternoon for a few hours before sunset. Dengue fever tends to be an urban disease. This is because of the places the mosquitoes like to breed. When it's resting, the Aedes mosquito seems to like closets and other dark places indoors. Outside, the mosquito likes cool, shaded places. As with all other mosquitoes, the males do not bite people or animals. They live on fruit. It's the female mosquito you have to watch out for. The female Aedes mosquito also feeds on fruit, but she also feeds on blood. She needs blood for her eggs to mature. So it is the female mosquito that is dangerous. How do you protect yourself? Well, it might not be easy, but it is possible. Keep skin areas covered. Also, use an insect repellent, which is based on DEET. You can also spray your clothes with DEET or with another insect repellent called permethrin. And something else to keep in mind when thinking of your defense strategy. Apparently, the Aedes mosquito attacks generally from below, usually from underneath desks or chairs, and mainly at the feet and ankles. So giving those areas of your body a little extra attention with DEET and covering might be a good idea. Most mosquitoes make a very annoying humming sound with their wings, like miniature hummingbirds. This sound for us is useful because we can hear them as they come to attack. However, the Aedes mosquito doesn't give you that warning. For some reason, the wing beat of the Aedes is much quieter. Because the Aedes mosquito is most active in early morning and late afternoon, a net over your bed, usually known as a mosquito net for quite obvious reasons, may not be of help to protect you from the mosquito that carries dengue fever. That is, unless you have the habit of sleeping late or for some reason you need to be in bed early. But a net, especially one impregnated with permethrin, would be a good idea anyway. Malaria mosquitoes are often around in the same areas, and they do bite at night. If you're living in an area known to have dengue fever, there are some other precautions you can take. Mosquitoes, all kinds of mosquitoes, like to find areas of standing water for breeding. There may be pools of water near where you live. If you can, it would be a good idea to drain these. If there are water storage containers nearby, be sure they are covered so that the mosquitoes cannot get access to them. Other places where enough standing water may gather that would be an attraction for the mosquitoes would include old tires, any kind of tray or empty pot or planter in the garden, even the trays of air conditioners. Remove the water from these places, and if possible, change their positions so that water cannot gather in any of them again the next time it rains. If you are bitten by one of these nasty little mosquitoes, what will be your first clue that you may have been infected with dengue? We touched on some of these earlier, but it would be a good idea to take another look at the symptoms. Severe pain in your muscles and joints is probably the most distinctive symptom of dengue fever. The pain is so severe that you may feel like your bones are actually breaking. That's why it's been nicknamed breakbone fever, or some have called it bone break fever. Either way, your bones will feel like they're breaking. Very definitely not a sensation to look forward to. Other symptoms include pain behind your eyes and headache. Fever, of course, is going to be expected and can be a high fever, occasionally as high as 105 degrees Fahrenheit or 40 degrees Celsius, whichever is your choice of measuring temperature. In early stages of dengue, your appetite may be somewhat below normal, and there may be some vomiting. Along with the fever, there will likely be a rash. This will usually begin on your body and then spread out to your arms and legs. There is one more or less cheerful note about dengue fever. Some people who are infected only experience a very mild version of the illness. As a matter of fact, they might not even be aware that they have been exposed to the infection. Usually, the worst symptoms of dengue fever are over within about a week. But that's not really the end of its effect on you. It can take time, maybe a lot of time, for you to feel normal again. It can take weeks, maybe even months, for your energy levels to come back to where you expect them to be. For some people who have dengue fever and recover, it may be necessary to take some weeks off work to fully recover from the effects of the disease. As bad as these symptoms may sound, we have actually been talking about what some people call the milder version of dengue fever. There is a more severe version, one of which is known as dengue hemorrhagic fever. Statistically, DHF, as it is known, probably affects less than 2% of cases. It also would appear that this version is more common among children under 12 years of age, and especially among people who are malnourished. With dengue hemorrhagic fever, easy bruising is a possibility. Bleeding may show up as tiny spots of blood on the skin, and perhaps larger patches of blood will be visible under the skin. Even a small injury may cause bleeding. Another very rare version of dengue is known as dengue shock syndrome, or DHS, as a short way to refer to it. In DHS, the blood pressure can drop very quickly. There may also be difficulty in breathing. But as we said, dengue shock syndrome is very rare. If you have the symptoms of dengue fever, then it is very important that you see a doctor. Some of the symptoms are very much like malaria, and only tests done by a doctor can tell you for sure which of the diseases you may have. A blood test will be the main diagnostic tool. This will check your blood count and measure your blood platelets. So if you do have dengue fever, what should you do about it? Well, I think number one on the list would be to rest. Second, drink plenty of fluids. This could include water or juices or soups. Fluids are important because with dengue fever, it is easy to become dehydrated from the fever or from vomiting. What about something to take to reduce the pain and the fever? Paracetamol or acetaminophen, they are two names for the same medicine, is what is recommended for fever or pain. You may find these under such brand names as Tylenol in some countries. Do not take aspirin or ibuprofen or naproxen sodium, as these can increase the complications of bleeding. Some brand names of the ones to avoid at this time would include Advil, Motrin, and Aleve. Depending on what country you're in, the trade names, brand names, may be very different, so be aware of the generic names when you're selecting the medicines. These will usually also be shown somewhere on the packaging. If you have dengue fever and you're looking forward to your recovery time, remember two very important words for this time. Be patient. It is very easy to feel a great responsibility to your work. You want to get back into it and pick up your share of the responsibility. But don't hurry. Don't rush back to work. As we've already mentioned, it may take some time for you to get your energy back. It's quite common for people to feel better after the main effects of dengue fever have faded and then overexert themselves and do too much too soon. Getting active too soon can possibly even lead to experiencing a mild relapse of the dengue symptoms. I know you don't want that, so take your time, pace yourself, build up your activity level slowly and carefully, and be sure to have regular rest periods. Be patient. Avoid doing anything that may be strenuous or tiring until you're sure that all the after effects of dengue fever have passed. We hope you never have to experience dengue. But if you're in an area where dengue is a possibility, please protect yourself and take all the precautions you can against mosquito bites. A Moment for Your Health is a copyrighted feature presented by MemberCare Media from TWR and by InterHealth Worldwide. For links to more information, check out our website at www.membercaremedia.com